अर्जुन उवाच, किं तद्ब्रह्म किमध्यात्मं किं कर्म पुरुषोत्तम अधिभूतं च किं प्रोक्तं अधिदैवं किमुच्यते।
Arjuna inquired, O my Lord, O Supreme Person, what is Brahman? What is the Self? What are fruitive activities? What is this material manifestation? And what are the demigods? Please, explain this to me.
Adhiyajnyah katham kotra dehesmin madhusudhana prayana kale cha katham gheyosi niyatatmabhi.
Who is the Lord of Sacrifice, and how does he live in the body, O Madhusudana? And how can those engaged in devotional service know you at the time of death?
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Aksharam Brahma Paramam Svabhavo Dhyatma Muchyate Bhuta Bhavo Bhavakaro Visarga Karma Sanghita.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, The indestructible, transcendental living entity is called Brahman, and his eternal nature is called Adhyatma, the Self. Action pertaining to the development of the material bodies of the living entities is called karma, or fruitive activities.
Adhibhutam ksharo bhavah purushaschadhidaivatam adhiyajnyo hamevatra dehe dehabhritam vara.
O best of the embodied beings, the physical nature, which is constantly changing, is called Adhibhuta, the material manifestation. The universal form of the Lord, which includes all the demigods, like those of the sun and moon, is called Adhidaiva. And I, the Supreme Lord, represented as the Supersoul in the heart of every embodied being, am called Adiyagya, the Lord of Sacrifice.
Antakale cha mameva smaran muktva kalevaram yah prayati samadbhavam yati nastyatra samshayah.
And whoever, at the end of his life, quits his body remembering me alone, at once attains my nature. Of this there is no doubt.
Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tyajatyante kalevaram Tam tame vaiti kaunteya sada tad bhava bhavita.
Whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, O son of Kunti, that state he will attain without fail.
Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu ma manusmara yudhya cha mayarpita mano buddhir ma me vaishyasya shamshaya.
Therefore, Arjuna, you should always think of me in the form of Krishna, and at the same time carry out your prescribed duty of fighting. With your activities dedicated to me, and your mind and intelligence fixed on me, you will attain me without doubt.
Abhyasa yoga yuktena chetasa nanya gamina paramam purusham divyam yati parthanuchintayan.
He who meditates on me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his mind constantly engaged in remembering me, undeviated from the path, he, O Partha, is sure to reach me.
Kavim Puranam Anushasitaram Anor Aniyam Sam Anusmaredya Sarvasya Dhataram Achintya Rupam Aditya Varnam Tamasaf Parastat.
One should meditate upon the Supreme Person as the one who knows everything, as he who is the oldest, who is the controller, who is smaller than the smallest, who is the maintainer of everything, who is beyond all material conception, who is inconceivable, and who is always a person. He is luminous like the sun, and he is transcendental beyond this material nature.
Prayana kale manasa chalena Bhaktya yukto yoga balena chaiva bhruvor madhye pranam aveshya samyak satam param purusham upaiti divyam.
One who, at the time of death, fixes his life air between the eyebrows and, by the strength of yoga, with an undeviating mind, engages himself in remembering the Supreme Lord in full devotion, will certainly attain to the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Yadaksharam veda vido vadanti vishanti yad yatayo vita ragah yadichanto brahmacharyam charanti tatte padam sangrahena pravakshye.
Persons who are learned in the Vedas, who utter Omkar, and who are great sages in the renounced order, enter into Brahman. Desiring such perfection, one practices celibacy. I shall now briefly explain to you this process by which one may attain salvation.
Sarvadvarani samyamya manohridi niruddhyacha murdhanyadhayatmanah pranam asthito yogadharanam.
The yogic situation is that of detachment from all sensual engagements, closing all the doors of the senses and fixing the mind on the heart and the life air at the top of the head. One establishes himself in yoga.
Om ityekaksharam brahma vyaharan mam anusmaran yaf prayati tyajan deham sayati paramam gatim.
After being situated in this yoga practice and vibrating the sacred syllable Om, the supreme combination of letters, if one thinks of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and quits his body, he will certainly reach the spiritual planets.
Ananya chetah satatam yomam smarati nityashah tasyaham sulabhah partha nitya yuktasya yoginah.
For one who always remembers me without deviation, I am easy to obtain, O son of Pritha, because of his constant engagement in devotional service.
Mam upetya punarjanma dukkhalayam ashashvatam naapnuvanti mahatmanah samsiddhim paramam gatah.
After attaining me, the great souls who are yogis in devotion never return to this temporary world which is full of miseries, because they have attained the highest perfection.
Abrahma bhuvanallokah punar avartinorjuna maamupetya tu kaunteya punarjanmana vidyate.
From the highest planet in the material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery wherein repeated birth and death take place. But one who attains to my abode, O son of Kunti, never takes birth again.
Sahasrayuga paryantam aharyad brahmano viduh ratrim yugas sahasrantam teho ratra vido janah.
By human calculation, 1,000 ages taken together form the duration of Brahma's one day, and such also is the duration of his night.
Avyaktad vyaktavyah sarvah prabhavantyah ragame ratryagame praliyante tatraiva vyakta samghyake.
At the beginning of Brahma's day, all living entities become manifest from the unmanifest state, and thereafter, when the night falls, they are merged into the unmanifest again.
Bhuta gramah sa evayam bhutva bhutva praliyate ratryagame vashah partha prabhavatyah ragame.
Again and again, when Brahma's day arrives, all living entities come into being, and with the arrival of Brahma's night, they are helplessly annihilated.
Parastasmat tu bhavonyo vyakto vyaktat sanatanah yahsa sarveshu bhuteshu nashyatsu na vinashyati.
Yet there is another unmanifest nature which is eternal and is transcendental to this manifested and unmanifested matter. It is supreme and is never annihilated. When all in this world is annihilated, that part remains as it is.
Avyaktokshara ityuktas tamahuh paramam gatim yam prapyana nivartante taddhama paramam mama.
That which the Vedantists describe as unmanifest and infallible, that which is known as the supreme destination, that place from which, having attained it, one never returns, that is my supreme abode.
Purushah sapparah partha bhaktya labhyastvananyaya yasyantasthani bhutani yena sarvamidam tatam.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is greater than all, is attainable by unalloyed devotion. Although he is present in his abode, he is all-pervading, and everything is situated within him.
Yatra kale tvanavrittim avrittim chaiva yoginah prayata yanti tam kalam vakshyami bharatarshabha.
O best of the Bharatas, I shall now explain to you the different times at which, passing away from this world, the yogi does or does not come back.
Agnir jyotirah shukla shanmasa uttarayanam tatra prayata gacchanti brahma brahma vido janah.
Those who know the Supreme Brahman attain that Supreme by passing away from the world during the influence of the fiery God, in the light, at an auspicious moment of the day, during the fortnight of the waxing moon, or during the 6 months when the sun travels in the north.
Dhumo ratris tatha krishna shanmasa dakshinayanam tatra chandramasam jyotir yogi prapya nivartate.
The mystic who passes away from this world during the smoke, the night, the fortnight of the waning moon, or the 6 months when the sun passes to the south, reaches the moon planet, but again comes back.
Shukla krishne gati hyete jagatah shashvate mate ekaya yatyana vrittim anyaya vartate punah.
According to Vedic opinion, there are two ways of passing from this world, one in light and one in darkness. When one passes in light, he does not come back. But when one passes in darkness, he returns.
Naite sruti partha janan yogi muhyati kaschana tasmat sarveshu kaleshu yoga yukto bhavarjuna.
Although the devotees know these two paths, O Arjuna, they are never bewildered. Therefore be always fixed in devotion.
Vedeshu yagheshu tapassu chaiva daneshu yatpunya phalam pradishtam atyeti tatsarvamidam viditva yogi param sthanam upaiti chadyam.
A person who accepts the path of devotional service is not bereft of the results derived from studying the Vedas, performing austere sacrifices, giving charity or pursuing philosophical and fruitive activities. Simply by performing devotional service, he attains all these, and at the end, he reaches the supreme eternal abode.